So, having given you that little resume, this brings us right down to the present, right down to this very evening. And we're gathered, as you all know very well, to launch this new old Mitrata. I call it new because it's in a new format and to some extent with a new content, and old because it is, after all, Mitrata, which has now been going for so many issues. And as I said at the beginning, I am very glad to be here on this occasion this evening. But perhaps I'd better say where here is. This might sound rather strange, but the proceedings are being tape recorded. The talk is being tape recorded, and the practice now is that as soon as I give a talk and it's tape recorded, copies, sometimes the next day, go to the four corners of the earth, practically, or at least they go to Pune, and they go to Sydney, and they go to Boston, and they go to Auckland, and a few other places. So for the benefit of the people who might be listening to the tape in a week or so's time, I'd better make it clear exactly where I am. I'd better actually spell it out and say that I'm at the Norwich Meditation Centre in Norfolk, England, and I'm upstairs, or we're all upstairs, in the shrine room, having just had a really excellent buffet supper downstairs. Now, perhaps I could even describe for their benefit the scene here this evening. Sometimes people in far-flung outposts of the FWBO, they're really fascinated by little details of this sort. So perhaps I should say that, well, here I am, standing at my lectern, in this medium-sized room, faced by, I think it's 50 or even 60 people. And on my right, there's the shrine, as usual, beautifully decorated. Beyond the shrine, there's a pyre, smiling at me. And in front, of course, all the people, some of them, of course, wearing their white cases, which means that they're order members. There's quite a lot of order members here this evening. We've got Ratna Prabha and Alia and Vajragita, and we've got Prasanna Siddhi, and we've got Mangala, who was in India not so very long ago. And we've got, well, I'd better not start naming the Mitras, otherwise there'll be, there's Vajrakumara too, I better not say, and there's Sri Mala. I was just saying I'd better not. And there's Subhadra. He's not wearing his kesa, so I missed him. So I'd better not start enumerating or naming Mitras, otherwise there'll be almost no end of it. So, having made that clear, perhaps I should go on and make it even clearer that we're all gathered here together this evening at the Norwich Meditation Centre to help launch, to help truly launch our new old Mitrata. I can tell that people are in fact quite excited. I'm sure Abhaya is excited, I can see that, and lots of you too. I must confess that I feel quite excited myself, especially when I pronounce, or when I hear this word launch, that we're launching this new Mitrata. I feel almost as I was launching a battleship, even though of course there isn't any bottle of champagne handy for the purpose. There maybe I should say, it's not so much a launching of Mitrata as ascending of Mitrata on yet another voyage after a more or less complete refitting. One might even extend the metaphor a little further and say that the good ship Mitrata is about to go this evening on its 40th voyage. And it'll be visiting places all over the world. And it's laden down with a goodly cargo. A cargo called Perfect Vision, the first step of the Buddha's noble Eightfold Path. And the good ship Mitrata will be making this voyage every 2 months for an indefinite period. But perhaps I'd better go back a bit and tell you how the whole thing started. Perhaps I'd better go back a bit and tell you how the good ship Mitrata was built. It was built as long ago as January 1975. And it was built under the direction of Padmaraja. And it was built while I was away on my first visit to New Zealand. And it was built by Padmaraja, or under Padmaraja's direction, for Mitras, for the use of Mitras. At that time, the Mitra system, or the Kalyana Mitra system as we called it then, had just started. And the idea was that the Mitrata should be a sort of training manual for Mitras. And the material consisted at that time mainly of edited transcripts of lectures given by me and seminars which I had led. And the first 11 issues were edited by Padmaraja. Issues 12 to 16, I've dug up all these details out of the archives, issues 12 to 16 were edited by Vesantara, and issues 17 to 39 were edited by Nagabodhi. Thus Nagabodhi edited a total of 23 issues of Mitrata, which, if I may say so, was a really magnificent achievement. Now, during Padmaraja's and Vesantara's regime, Mitrata stuck strictly to its original program. And the issues edited by them dealt with Sila, that is to say morality, with Samadhi, or concentration and meditation, and Prajna, wisdom, the three great stages of the Buddha's path, the three great stages of the path to enlightenment or nirvana. And the first 14 issues were subsequently all collected together and reissued in one volume as the Mitrata Omnibus, which has proved very, very useful indeed in study groups and in Tuscany and so on. Now, under Nagabodhi's editorship, the scope of Mitrata was considerably widened. The benefits of Mitrata were extended to a wider audience. It was made in a way more popular. And this led to the production of some very interesting, some very inspiring and useful material, mainly written or written up by older members. Eventually, however, it was felt that Mitrata, or the content of Mitrata rather, had perhaps become a little diluted. So it was decided to revert to the original program. And Nagabodhi also, probably at that very time, wanted a change. So we have now a new series of Mitratas, collectively edited by a four-man editorial board. And this new series begins with Mitrata 40, which is the one we're launching here this evening. So once again, Mitrata is primarily a training manual for Mitras, though of course others can buy it and make use of it, and are in fact encouraged to do so if they wish. The next 15 issues or so will be devoted to the Noble Eightfold Path, about which I'm sure all of you have heard. One issue will contain the edited transcript of a lecture, that is to say, a lecture by me on one or another step or anga of the Eightfold Path, as well as extracts from various seminars bearing on that particular subject. That is, a bearing upon that particular subject, that particular topic. For instance, the first of the Mitrottas is on perfect vision. Perfect vision is the first step, so to speak, of the Noble Eightfold Path. So in this first Mitratta, you've got in section one a thoroughly edited and, if I may say so, revised transcript of the lecture which I originally gave on right understanding or perfect vision. And then that is followed by various extracts, also edited by me, of material taken from seminars which I've given, having bearing on this particular subject, this particular topic of right understanding or perfect vision. So there will be one issue of this type, that is a lecture plus excerpts from various study groups and seminars. Then the next issue after that will contain only seminar extracts, only excerpts from seminars and study groups, all still bearing on the subject matter of the previous issue. So that the next Mitrottā that comes out after this one that we're welcoming this evening will still be on perfect vision, but it will consist entirely of material taken from study retreats and study groups, which have been, of course, led by me. So this is the format, so to speak, as regards content of the new or new old Mitrottā.